Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, to be totally frank, almost every conspiracy theory that people had about Twitter turned out to be true.
They're on to me, dude. Those guys are sharp as nails up there. You can't put anything past them.
Is there a conspiracy theory about Twitter that didn't turn out to be true? So far, they've all turned out to be true.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A few months ago, I looked at the package insert. I pulled it from the box of mRNA product, and I pulled this out, and this is what it looks like. It's blank.
There's nothing there.
There's no study in the world that shows that masks work that well. You're never going to get the kind of benefit from mandatory year-round masking.
Far they have to reach to go after Biden, which is to go after one of his family members, who's A, not president, B, it's not classy.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Howie Carr Show of the day. 844-500-4242 if you'd like to join us. Talking a little bit last hour about Hollywood just losing $500 billion. $500 billion. That's incredible. An incredible amount of market share that they are losing. Partly because I think people are back to work. They're not consuming as much as they could as if they were sitting home all day just binge-watching Breaking Bad or whatever it might be. Better Call Saul. Damn good series, if I might say so myself. But also because of the content that they're putting out there, streaming services, it's not good. It's all woke content. I mean, every now and then you might be able to find a gem that everybody in the household can agree on, but more often than not, it's just a bunch of drivel. And they're just being so sectored out and split up that it's hard to get something that really does cater to everybody in the household. And then times are tough too, so people have to cut back. But I was also wondering, what was the last movie you deemed worthy of going to the theater to see and came away saying, boy, I'm glad I went to see that? I can't think for the life of me what the last good movie I saw in theaters was. 603 says American Sniper was the last good movie I saw in a theater. Yeah, I'm probably along those lines. Gran Torino, also directed by Clint Eastwood, was probably one of the last good movies I went to see in the theaters. Taylor, last movie I saw in a theater was the original Fast and the Furious. Maybe that's why I've never been back, says 860. And that was a while ago. That was probably about 20 years ago the first one of those came out. Maybe even more than that. Now that I think about it, that came out when I was pretty young. And Limerick Guy says, I'm proud to say that Jaws was the last time I actually went to a movie theater. So that's the record. 75, the last time going to see a movie in the theater, as long as it wasn't a re-release, and that was the original showing of Jaws. Dave, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing? You're doing a great job. I appreciate you being
Thank
alive.
You.
I go to the movies all the time. I'm used to going by myself, so I still go. I just went and saw the Whitney Houston, informative of nothing. But I wanted to let you know, Emily the Criminal, it's now streaming on Netflix, is not a bad movie. I left the theater saying, that was good. It was worth my time.
Emily the Criminal?
Yeah, you'll like it. I think you'll like it. The acting is great. It's all nobody's. But the story's good, and there's no wokeness in it. None. It's just a movie. You know, and I think you'll appreciate the recommendation.
Interesting. But, yeah, I'll have to check that out. I'm just looking it up. That must have been based on something, right?
I don't know if it was based. Yeah, it might have been because there's a woman lead actress. So that's kind of a new thing. But they don't go anywhere with any of what's going on today. You know, you don't hear anything political. You don't hear anything. You know. This is the right of that person, or get out of my way. You just don't get any of that. It's just a movie.
All right. You know, I might check it out. Thank you very much for the call, Dave. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Well, just state for the record that women have been starring in movies for quite some time now, and that's just fine by me. Didn't think that would be on the list of things I'd be clearing up today, but here we are. 844-500-4242. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, series, you can't really get hooked on a series. I don't know people who invest time and effort into a series these days. It takes a lot of devotion to get into. But there are some other things, of course, this hour that I'd like to get into as well. One is 25 years ago yesterday, Thomas Sowell, he wrote this op-ed on global warming. This was 1997, he wrote this. 25 years ago yesterday that he wrote this op-ed, and it still holds up today. And probably even more so does it ring true than it did then, because we're able to see a lot of the profitability that global warming has shown itself to yield to a lot of these companies. It's pretty interesting. We'll read a piece of that as well. Steve from Cambridge, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Taylor, people have been moaning the lack of good movies for probably as long as I've been alive.
Oh, I'm sure.
But, I mean, I want to support the movie industry. I want to support my local theater. I don't go to woke movies. If it even smells the slightest bit like woke, I stay clear. I just saw Don DeLillo's book called White Noise made into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was not a great movie, but it was a pretty good movie, and there was no wokeness in it, and at least that I could detect. And it was a pretty good movie, and I was glad to go see it at the Kendall Square Theater, which is probably the closest theater to my house.
That's probably one of the last of the local theaters. I don't have I wish I still had a local theater in my area. We don't anymore. It's all AMC or whatever the other chains are that run them. But it's nice to hear that there are still some local theaters out there.
You also have the Brattle Theater, which often shows some good movies. I admit Hollywood has gone very woke, but listen, there's another movie that's coming out. Do I have another second to?
Sure.
And it is Brad Pitt is in it. He's made some good movies. I don't know if he's woke or not, but probably. But there's a movie called Babylon, which if you're in to see some real debauchery, is about the kind of the changeover from silent to talking movies, and it's supposedly nonstop debauchery, which sometimes I can find amusing, and it's not terribly woke. I mean, there's even a lot of cigarette smoking in it from what I hear.
It's about time. It's been a while since cigarette smoking has been seen in the movies. So, all right, Steve, thank you very much. Brad Pitt, I think he makes a good movie every now and then does his own little projects sometimes. Or is that Matt Damon I'm thinking of? That's probably Matt Damon. I get those guys mixed up. Speaking of movies and actors, don't know if you saw this, but Tim Robbins, he was on Russell Brand's podcast. And you know Tim Robbins from The Shawshank Redemption. I don't remember the character's name, but he's the white guy. He's Morgan Freeman's friend in prison. And he says he did not kill his wife and his wife's lover. And Morgan Freeman says, "And not an innocent man in prison. Not a guilty man in prison." Anyway. So he was on the podcast with Russell Brand, and he was one of these guys. He was all for lockdowns, mandates to do with COVID. You know, I mean, his industry was greatly affected. Of course, he's going to be pretty defensive about it. But now he's begging for mercy. Let's just start with cut four here.
We went into lockdown with healthy people, with children, and that didn't seem to be wise to me. So I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I don't know the intricacies of data on this. All I can respond to is as someone that is concerned about what the result of those doctrines that policy had on us as human beings. And it's not good. We turned into tribal, angry, vengeful people. And I don't think that's something that is sustainable for the earth.
Yeah, it's nice that he's able to say this stuff, but why wasn't he saying it then? I mean, hindsight is certainly 2020, and yeah, I'm sure you're getting a great pat on the back from a lot of people right now, but it's so easy to say it now. It's so easy. If you were saying this then, if you were questioning then, you would have been run out of town on a rail, especially in Hollywood. Let's move on to cut five.
And I don't think that's something that is sustainable for the earth, that we start demonizing people that don't agree with our particular health policies and turn them into monsters, turn them into pariahs, say that they don't deserve a hospital bed.
Cut six.
I think about, you know, people that have made bad mistakes in their lives where they take too many drugs and they overdose. And that's totally their choice. That's totally their responsibility. Yet we take care of them. Yet we bring them to the hospital. Yet we save their lives because we're compassionate, because we want to make sure that people live. And this turned. It turned into you should die because you have not complied. That's incredibly dangerous.
I mean, kind of not a great analogy comparing the abuse of recreational drugs to a choice not to inject oneself with an experimental drug or put on a mask. That's not exactly the same thing, but I see the overarching point. But again, these are things that all of us that had concerns from the beginning were saying in the beginning. It's too little too late right now. You don't score any points with me and probably not with much of this audience, Tim Robbins. 844-500-4242. Our friends at Eden Pure are extending their Gen 40 heater special for one more week while supplies last. Reduce your heating bills with a Gen 40 heater. If you missed the last special, you need to order fast and order now at EdenPureDeals.com. I'm telling you, as soon as these colder temperatures become the norm, these things go quickly. Get them now while it's on your mind and you can get this deal. You can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with $50 off with code HOWIE50. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do we love the Gen 40 heater, but our listeners do too. One wrote, "I used this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure." Right now, you can save $50 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code HOWIE50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temps. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIE50. Shipping is free. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Here's hoping Charlie Baker's turkey police aren't out and about this year.
No turkey. No turkey sandwiches. No turkey salad. No turkey gravy. Turkey hash. Turkey a la king. Or gallons of turkey soup.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Reserve your private dining room now for your holiday function. No room fees and custom menu available. To learn more, go to 110grill.com.
If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by HelloFresh. This holiday, Howie's letting HelloFresh take the hassle out of dinner with delicious recipes and more sent right to his door. Plus, their festive eats seasonal recipes make holiday entertaining a snap. Get 21 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie21 at HelloFresh.com/Howie21. Matt, what's today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you consider yourself a conspiracy theorist?
Yes. That doesn't mean I'm looking in the sky at all times, thinking that maybe there's a man in black chasing me in my car. That's Hollywood conspiracy theory. That's movie stuff. You can be an everyday conspiracy theorist, and that's what I am.
68% say no.
Oh my God, I'm losing ground. It's okay. I'm never in the majority on poll questions that I come up with. Never. I'm never in the majority of anything in my life, come to think of it. I'm always in the minority. I'm the Robert Barone of the world. I'm always, everybody loves Raymond. 844-500-4242. Pete, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Pete.
Hi, Taylor.
How you doing?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And, okay. Anyways, Andy Dufresne was the name of
Andy
Tim
Dufresne,
Bob's.
Yes, yes. You got it.
Yes, yes. And I love Sinatra. Thank you.
Sure.
And you're welcome, too. And the other thing is, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the elections over the last several years with Obama, Barack Obama, and following through from 2008 on, Taylor, and I got to tell you, we're in deep trouble in this country, and I pray that we'll get some leadership back in Washington, though I have strong doubts about that, Taylor, at this point. I'm thinking to myself, where's our country going? And I believe on the left side, Taylor, I think they're trying to turn this country into a third world country.
Do you think Donald Trump was a good president?
I think he was. If he would have he had that New York attitude. You know, my dad said years ago, I can remember my folks saying about you give a New Yorker $20 and a raccoon coat, and they all act like big shots.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was the old school way, okay? But, Taylor, what my point is, when the hell are we going to get some leadership? Donald Trump did do one thing. He broke through the ice and started to expose the left, the corruption, and the insider, what was going on in the in and outs in Washington, you know, in Foggy Bottom. And, you know, Taylor, and it's true, Taylor, and we all agree to this, but what do we need to do, Taylor, to change this? Where do we go from here? That's my point. My question and my point as well. Where the hell do we go from here?
Well, Pete, and I can tell you that, I don't know. I think we've seen one shift to the right in an extreme way, Pete, where we had Donald Trump. But when we got rid of him, the country, not you and I, but when the country got rid of Donald Trump, Pete, we went in the other opposite direction to that extreme, and we went with Joe Biden and the progressive left. And Pete, he's just been their dream come true for all of their policies. I hope maybe we can come to some sort of sensible solution in 2024, but it doesn't look great. I don't see a lot of great talent waiting in the wings right now, especially since Trump is waiting to come on for his second act, and it's going to be tough to overthrow somebody of his ego and his magnitude. And you know, it's tough to beat somebody like that when they still have such a loyal following. It's going to be very difficult. I don't see that change coming in the next 4 years. Do you, Pete?
No, I don't either, Taylor. And you know, it makes me pause for a minute, and I hold my breath, and I think to myself, you know, I'm only 71 years old, but I don't want to go away and thinking my family, my grandchildren are going to have to pay this down in the future. The propensity of these people is so corrupt; they keep spending more money. You know, the inflation, Taylor, never had to be this way. We have a Federal Reserve that doesn't have a clue because it's government.
Right, right. We got to hold you there, Pete. We're up against the break, but thanks very much for the call. 844-500-4242. Be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Whether you're making big changes this new year or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. A good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. And for premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable. And they will not budge. Trust me, Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. With Raycons, you can get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder that their everyday earbuds have over 55,000 five-star reviews. Now's the time to check them out for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We told you earlier that Title 42, the suspension of Title 42 is being suspended. The Biden administration wanted to cancel Title 42, lift it effectively, and just open the borders without any other measures in place. Well, 16, or I believe 19 states signed on to this the measure to get the Supreme Court to take this up and get that halted. And that has been successful temporarily, as we told you earlier in the show. The statement by the White House through KJP Corinne Jean-Pierre just came out a few minutes ago about the Supreme Court's order to keep Title 42 in place while the court reviews the matter in full throughout the new year. She says, at the same time, we're advancing our preparations to manage the border in a secure, orderly, and humane way when Title 42 eventually lifts, and will continue expanding legal pathways for immigration. Title 42 is a public health measure, not an immigration enforcement measure, and it should not be extended indefinitely. To truly fix our broken immigration system, we need Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform measures like the ones President Biden proposed on his first day in office. Today's order gives Republicans in Congress plenty of time to move past political finger-pointing and join their Democratic colleagues in solving the challenge at our border by passing the comprehensive reform measures and delivering the additional funds for border security that the president has requested. Well, they weren't there. It was a non-starter, if I recall, when President Biden first opposed it. But he's not even willing to take this matter seriously. He's not willing to look at the border and see what's going on there and how dire the situation is, why these emergency measures are necessary. We're seeing 2,500 people per day, and those numbers are rising, crossing the Rio Grande illegally into the United States. Title 42 is lifted. It was speculated that we'd see as many as 18,000 people crossing the border illegally. I mean, you're talking upwards of 100,000 or just about to, well, no, upwards of 100,000 in a 7-day period. That's an incredible amount of people. I mean, in 10 weeks, you'd have over 1 million crossing the border illegally. And he's not willing to go to the border and see the situation firsthand and why we need something permanent there in place, like a big, beautiful wall. But he is okay with traveling, though, because he is headed to the U.S. Virgin Islands today. I'm not sure if he left earlier this morning or if he's leaving tonight, because I've seen pictures from the White House feed of him signing a bunch of bills before he leaves for vacation. But he's going to St. Croix. The president and the first lady will travel to St. Croix, United States Virgin Islands, where they will celebrate the new year with their family, the White House readout read. Joe Biden has spent, this is Daily Caller, has spent more than a quarter of his presidency away from the White House, vacationing in Delaware, CNN reported in October. The president also told reporters December 6th that he would not be visiting the border while in Arizona because, quote, there are more important things going on. When pressed on why the president didn't make the trip to the nearby border, Biden senior advisor Keisha Lance Bottoms questioned whether a visit to the border was the best use of resources. When the president travels, it's not like you or I jumping on an airplane, then getting off and going to our destination. Everything comes to a halt. So all of these things are in consideration for the president. Well, I mean, if that's true, if everything comes to a halt, why don't we just move Joe Biden to the border and nobody can cross because they can't get near him? She says, is that the best use of resources? All of the resources that will be diverted on the ground when the president makes a visit? Well, they had no problem when he was going to the, you know, the climate change summit over in Europe, taking a whole squadron and a fleet of vehicles, this incredible, and over to the Queen's funeral. Incredible, massive amount of vehicles. None of them, or very few of them, hybrids or green energy consuming generating cars, nothing like that. So that's a lot of BS about, it just takes too many resources. He travels all of that. What a load of horse manure.
Speaking
of horse manure, I did want to read you this piece. Again, this is interesting. This is a time capsule here because this is Thomas Sowell, and he is 25 years ago, yesterday, he penned this op-ed entitled Global Warming, a Lot of Hot Air. I read most of it earlier before the show, and I said, this is great because it's so much of it is so relevant today and probably more so today because he had a lot of questions then that can be answered now just by pointing to different companies that are sprouting up or have sprouted up, making record profits off of this fallacy that the world is in danger because the temperature is rising, or they don't even know what it is anymore. The definition has fluctuated so much that we've had to change global warming to climate change because it doesn't just get warmer; it gets colder. It fluctuates just like, you know, the weather used to before they made stuff up like this. So here it is: Global Warming, A Lot of Hot Air by Thomas Sowell. Pact to slow global warming, said the headline. Hold it. Who said the globe is warming? By sheer repetition, we have been conditioned to respond to the phrase global warming the way Pavlov's dog was conditioned to salivate when a bell rang. With all the hot air about global warming, have you ever heard how much it has actually warmed, or where, or since when? Probably not, because of the orchestrated hysteria about global warming comes from computer models about greenhouse gases rather than from actual temperature readings. Computer models are no better than the assumptions and theories that go into them. Garbage in, garbage out. Back in the 1970s, computer models were predicting economic disaster on the way. Since then, there has been one of the longest periods of economic prosperity on record. Incidentally, there were also predictions of global cooling back in the 1970s. A new ice age was on the way. Before you start planting palm trees in Minnesota, you might want to wait for some hard evidence of global warming rather than depend on computer models. Temperatures go up and down like the stock market. Moreover, some particular places are getting colder while other places are getting warmer. For some places, we have statistical data going way back, and for other places, we don't. This is very iffy stuff. Temperatures have been collected in cities for a long time, but this can be very deceptive because cities are generally warmer than the surrounding countryside, and cities have been growing in size over time with concrete structures and paved streets replacing wooden structures and dirt paths. In short, places and structures that hold heat are glowing. Weather balloons that circle the Earth give a much more balanced picture of what is happening to temperatures on the planet as a whole. Data from these balloons do not show the global warming that politicians, environmentalists, and the media are hyping. Some experts say that global temperatures have actually gotten a little cooler, in fact. A lot depends on the years you pick as before and after. Global data show the Earth's temperature the same in 1990 as in 1980. However, the temperature went up and down in between. Pick a low point on these oscillations and the temperature has been rising since then. Pick a high point and the temperature has been falling. Before we get too carried away with all the big talk about science and experts, let's not forget that we are talking about a field that has trouble predicting whether or not it will be raining tomorrow. Yet we are expected to pile staggering costs onto the American consumers and taxpayers because of speculative theories turned into computer models. Some weather scientists may read the data differently from others, as has happened many times in the past and will undoubtedly happen many times in the future. Unfortunately, there are strong pressures at work to cause those scientists who proclaim global warming to come forward and for those scientists who think it is a crock to keep quiet. Huge research grants are far more likely to go to those scientists who can scare money out of Congress than to those who say that there's nothing to go crazy over. Moreover, imagine yourself a skeptic in an academic department that is getting big bucks from Washington to study global warming and come up with solutions. What's in it for you to publicly contradict your colleagues who are raking in big bucks for the whole department, some of which may be paying your salary? If you are a junior faculty member, you may never get to be a senior faculty member if you rock the boat. One tip-off on the shakiness of the evidence behind this latest drive to expand big government controls in the name of global warming is that its advocates are saying, "We can't wait to be sure." The argument proves too much. Why couldn't we wait to be sure when global cooling was the hysteria of the day back in the 1970s? If we're going to let Washington grab more of our money and expand their power over our lives every time they can throw a scare into us, then look for a lot of people to be saying boo about a lot of things. Boy, again, words that are truer today than they were back then. We can see the effects, not just with global warming, climate change, but with COVID, with Trump, with fake news, etc., etc. It just takes one little extreme to make somebody panic and cause a big hubbub about something that may not be as big a deal as they make it out to be. And warning us of government control in our lives. Again, I mean, look at what's happening around you. You won't be able to buy a car that runs on gas by the year 2035, a brand new car. You can buy them used, but you won't be able to buy them new after 2035, at least in Massachusetts and California, probably some other states in between. And most manufacturers aren't going to be making gas-powered vehicles at that point. Insane. But that's a great read, and I'm glad we had the chance to read it here on the show today. 844-500-4242. The new year is just about here, a few days left of 2022, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey, and I know that for me, it's crucial. I love listening to music that you can't find on the radio anymore. You could seldom find it on the radio when I was much younger than I am now. But back in the 90s, I remember listening to nostalgia stations, and they once in a while did feature a song from the crooners that I really enjoy. But now, if I want to listen to such music, I have to either pull out my records and listen on my hi-fi system, or I've got to go through Spotify. And when I'm on the go, that's my choice. I've got to use my phone. And there's no better way to listen to my music than with my Raycon wireless earbuds. The fact is, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me, they're fantastic. I use them working out. I use them driving. Whether you're mobile or immobile, these are going to be the best that you can get for that price. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. Raycons are priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. So it's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. I love that you can just, there's no buttons anymore. You just kind of tap on the Raycon earbuds, and there are a plethora of options that you can choose from as to what your tap does on the, you can pause the music, play it again, change the song, go into noise isolation or awareness mode, depending on what you'd like. And there's different sound profiles as well. If you want to switch between a little bit more bass, more, maybe a little bit more treble, depending on what genre of your music preference is coming through your Raycons that day, you can adapt to what you want to hear and how you want to hear it. It's very easy. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
You're tuned into The Howie Carr Radio Network. Send your police blotter fax Friday stories to Grace at HowieCarshow.com. You might win a special prize.
It's a 1-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
is the number here on The Howie Carr Show. Taylor Cormier filling in all week on The Howie Carr Show. And Howie will be back next Wednesday. We've got a special surprise fill-in guest on Tuesday. And the mailroom manager was nice enough to give everybody here yesterday off and also January 2nd off. So we'll be featuring best of segments the day after January 1st. So we'll be able to spend that time with our families or doing whatever we enjoyed doing. I wish we had spent more time on this this subject here, the cut I'm about to call for. This is Admiral Rachel Levine, the transgender former Richard Levine, Massachusetts alum, used to play football with General Milley on a losing team, is how he likes to point out. Every time Rachel Levine, I mean, very, very interesting comments we heard last week from Rachel Levine about him transitioning when he was an older man versus what it would have meant for his life had he transitioned when he was younger. But now he's calling for basically what they did with COVID on Twitter and what they did with the Hunter Biden story on Twitter. Anything that's perceived as going against the mainstream think, they want to suppress it. This is Cut 12.
So health professionals have a critical role to play. We must continue and to expand their work to address health misinformation directly with their patients. Now, this includes, but it goes beyond COVID-19. So I'd like to just talk briefly about another area of substantial misinformation that is directly impacting health equity in our nation, and that is the health equity of sexual and gender minorities. There is substantial misinformation about gender-affirming care for transgender and gender-diverse individuals. We are in this nation facing an onslaught of anti-LGBTQI+ actions at the state levels across the United States, and they are dangerous to the public health. The positive value of gender-affirming care for youth and adults is not in scientific or medical dispute. So we all need to work together to get our
right
voices.
There, Matt, because, I mean, I don't care if you're an adult. You do what you want to mutilate your body or change it however you see fit to accommodate your mental condition, what you believe yourself to be. That's your choice as an adult. But I think most of the pushback here, and this is what the Democrats are so good at. They're so good at changing the narrative to form it into something that it's not. They're twisting the words and twisting the plot here a little bit to make it seem like conservatives are against just this over generic idea of people transitioning or getting gender affirming care. Again, as an adult, that's for you to decide for yourself. But most of the pushback is against exposing children to that kind of knowledge and belief about themselves because they're in their formative years. I mean, when I was 7 years old, I had a hard time picking which cereal I wanted to eat for breakfast that morning. That was a tough decision. And now they're forcing seven-year-olds to have conversations about who they think they are inside. Let's just listen to a few more seconds of this.
So we all need to work together to get our voices out in the front line. We need to get our voices in the public eye. And we know how effective our medical community can be talking to communities, whether it's at town halls, schools, conversations with others. And we need to use our clinicians'
whispering in the White House's ear to tell Twitter what to do. Yeah, that's where you're most effective. And that's exactly where this is going to lead. That if any opinion you have on LGBTQisms, you're going to be censored and suspended. Hopefully not under Elon Musk's tenure, though. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Howie Carr Show.